You know, we were just doing M39, and now we're doing M34, and it's kind of amusing because both of these are kind of out in the middle of no man's land with no real pointers to them. M34 is a little easier to find, but it's almost halfway in between the Perseus and Andromeda. And the easiest way to find this is if you look at Algol in Perseus and Almac in Andromeda, draw a line between the two, go a little over a third of the way from Algol to Almac, and look over to the left of that line. At about a little over a third of the way, you'll see M34. Now, another way you can do it is you can just about make a triangle from Murfac to M34 to Algol, where M34 is the top, and it is a little bit further to the right than, say, an equilateral triangle would be. Now, this open cluster with a 24-millimeter eyepiece, 68-degree field of view, AR-127 on a very bright moon night is an interesting cluster because it's an open cluster as you would expect. Looking at it, it's beautiful. It's unlike M39. It doesn't have a whole lot of stuff around it since it's not right smack in the middle of the Milky Way. And it really wants you to zoom in with a higher eyepiece because there's a lot of detail down in the center of this thing. So switching over to a 13 millimeter, and you can start to see that it almost looks like there's a little I don't want to say nebulosity in there, but a whole lot of smaller stars, like it's almost a globular in the center. It isn't, but it gives you almost that impression, because the more magnification you use, the deeper it goes and the more stars are there. It's very interesting. This is one I'm definitely going to have to come back and spend some more time with when the moon's not out.